I'm joined now for the first time in what seems like forever by Peter Hennis from Mount Gambier's Men Shed. And what are we talking about? With all the goings on around the Limestone Close and all the men sheds. Peter, how are you doing?
Oh, not too bad, Connie. It's yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. It's been a while. Glad to see you back.
Yeah.
Well, let's start here in Mount Gambier, if you don't mind, mainly because it's at the top of the piece of paper that I'm reading. But top line, membership numbers are increasing slowly.
Yeah, we're up around the 80-odd members at the moment, which is pretty good for our shed. So
yeah.
They're quite happy with that. You get a few disappear and a few more turn up.
Yeah, but that's always good. And I believe this is something obviously we keep an eye on because we're right across the road, but you've been still contributing to the refresh of Frew Park.
Yeah, part of Mount Gambier Men's Shed is to be seen to be doing things for the community.
Mm.
And one of those things that we've been doing is the construction of, we've done 149 little fences and 160 posts, and they've been put in around Frew Park. There's a couple of them still to be painted, but we've done that over the last couple of months, so that's kept us out of trouble.
Absolutely. And I've heard that garden beds have also been pretty popular.
Garden beds have been extremely popular. We've done 45 roughly since the start of the year, and they're outstripping what we can make. We don't have to advertise them anymore. They just come in and, and if they're available, then they got them.
There you go. And I believe that you're also looking at a bit of an expansion of the shed here too. What are you up to?
Yeah, well, we've got a couple of containers out there on the side of our shed.
Mm.
And those containers, every time you go out there to get a bit of, we've got our storage of timber and so forth in there. And when you go out there, if it's raining, it's always, you know, not real pleasant. So they've... had a talk with council and a few other people around the place, and we're allowed to put a like a lean-to type thing over the top of the containers just to keep a bit of the moisture out.
Makes life a bit easier. Let's looking north, and I did say the men and women of the groups, but let's move north to Kingston. The ladies' group have been busy making cutting boards.
Yeah. Kingston Men's Shed, last year their numbers were down, so they decided to bring the ladies in. So they've now been making cutting boards, and one lady has actually been building a cupboard there as well.
Is that
I believe.
Right?
So
they're
very, very well
industrious.
Industrious,
there,
yeah.
Out of Robe, they, you know, they have got a big task coming up for the summer.
The shed has been in has inherited a pool table up there, but they've also they're getting that up and going. They've also got a giant pergola that they're going to be putting up on the side of the shed, so they can sit out there in the sunshine and watch the coast go by and everything else. And and they're still doing their ceramics up there as well.
Yeah. Looking out at Millicent, geez, there's a list as long as my arm here. They've been very busy at Millicent over the last few years, or a few weeks rather. Lots of private commissions going on for customers.
Yeah. Millicent do a lot of private commission work. That's how they sustain what they're doing. They also run a repair cafe.
Yeah, right.
And that's on the it's on a monthly basis, usually on the on about the third or something like the second or third of weekend of the month, and people bring their stuff in, and they'll actually show them how to repair some of the things that they're doing. So
right,
you know, they're pretty handy in that department.
And they've got a new metal workshop.
They have a new metal workshop, and I'm lost my notes now at the moment. Current projects include repairing. Where are we? I've lost the metal.
No, that's all right. It's just I'm seeing this here. One of the members is starting to teach the old woodworkers how to work with metal.
That's so right. Yeah,
that's because I do often think about woodwork when I think about men sheds. What's going on over at Panola at the minute?
Panola Men's Shed is Well, they're setting up their the inside of their shed.
Okay.
Because, as I mentioned last year, they had a big blow there and a tree fell down on top of their shed, and brand new shed that they had. They'd only been in it for about 2 months or and destroyed the whole lot. Well, the insurance has come good on that. They've got that up and done now and rebuilt, and so they've started putting stuff inside their shed, and they've been doing quite a few outdoor settings for the Chardonnay Lodge.
And out at Bordertown, there seems to be a lot of expansion going on. You guys are doing a lot of good work. A new shed has been built out at Bordertown.
Yeah, they seem to be... they work a little bit and then they build another part onto their shed. But they're getting to the stage now where if they put too much more shed space there, they've got to comply by government rules. And so they just can't go ahead and do it. But it's mainly for being able to use the pallets that they get up there and cutting their kindling up and all that sort of stuff and storing the timber.
I'm looking out at Keith, and again, Keith seems to have been a pretty busy shed over the recent weeks. Talk to me about mud kitchens, which, do you know what, friends who have a young kid said they were getting a mud kitchen for her birthday, and I still haven't quite worked out what one is, so maybe you can explain what's going on out, Keith, and the mud kitchens.
Well, basically, you know what a kitchen is, where it's got a sink and a stove and so forth, a workbench.
Yeah.
So the whole idea is you build a, put a sink, build a workbench for them, put a backup at the back of it. The child can then come in there and, I don't know, when you were a young fella, did you use to make mud pies and things like that? And
I don't recall, but maybe, yeah.
Okay, you get a little bit of mud and you put it into one of Mum's old cake tins or something like that and make a cake. And kids have a great time with it. It can be dry sand, it could be wet sand or
Right, so it very much does what it says on the tin.
Exactly what it says. It's a mud kitchen.
And so the fellas out at Keith are making a lot of mud kitchens.
Yeah, well, they make them for the schools and so forth around the area. I know of about four or five that have done in the last 6 to 12 months. So,
Okay. And looking out at Casterton... they're up and running again.
Yeah, Casterton Shed, they had a bit of a problem, as we know, with the wind and so forth over there. Took the roof off of their shed and it was classified as inhabitable. And so now they've got their insurance through and a grant from the Combank, and they can do some repairs there and... start doing some more work again.
That's a pretty good grant, $5,000 from Combank, so that will hopefully get them back up and running. And it says they're looking to have an open day around July, August, so keep an eye out for that.
Well, once they get going, they'll announce that one, yes.
Absolutely. Looking out at Haywood, it looks like they're expanding as well. Lots of expansion going on. Love to see it.
Yeah, well, if you look at some of the sheds, what they do is they'll work somewhere for a while and then they'll think, oh, we really need to get a little bit bigger. And so they put a little shed on the side of it and then another one on top of that. And, sort of build up their portfolio or property portfolio or whatever it is in that respect. Yeah, so...
seems like they've got an award as well recently.
Yes, Haywood Shed has received an award from the Glenelg Shire. And that's a community for their community work. And over the years that I've been doing this, they're always they do Meals on Wheels, and they do all sorts of things for the community.
Yeah.
Very small group, but they do a lot of work around the community, old folks' homes, picking up rubbish in certain places, helping in the hospital and all that. So they've got an award for that.
There you go. And last but not least, over the border in Portland, what's been going on over there?
Yeah, well, they're still selling bikes over there. They're doing kindling wood, restoring furniture, making card holders for the local card players. They have a lunch every Friday over at their shed where their members come in and pay a small amount of money and have a lunch there, and the Scrabble Club meet there every second Tuesday.
I love that, because there's probably lots of little things like that that you all do at your clubs, like informal get-togethers, you probably play cards, do whatever, but I guess we don't have to talk about that. So, yeah, get along to the Portland Scrabble Club down there.
Yeah.
As always, what can people do if someone's listening to this and they think, oh, I wouldn't mind giving the Men's Shed a go? How can they get in contact?
Well, the easiest way is to actually go online, and they can find a Men's Shed in their area. As one of our members who's leaving on Thursday, he's gone over towards Echuca.
Oh.
So he gets online, and you go to the Australian Men's Shed Association, and on there they've got a map of Australia. You can click on that area, and it'll bring up all the sheds in the area where you're intending to go.
There you go. Great way to meet people in a new town as well.
Yes.
Peter, love to see you in the studio. Thank you very much for coming in to have a chat with us, and we'll catch you up again next month.
In about 8 weeks' time.
8 weeks' time. There you go.